been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Friday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar picks her running mate in the Minnesota governor's race. The people of the Twin Cities of Minnesota will be recognized on the national stage this weekend, and Minnesotans gear up for quite the show in the sky this weekend. But first, local prosecutors responding to the arrest in Texas of an ICE agent with a warrant out in Hennepin County. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison and Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty praised the law enforcement effort that led to the arrest of 52-year-old Christian Castro.
Well, I was very grateful for the hard work of the agents of the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. They did a fantastic job.
Moriarty says this arrest is part of a larger fight against all of the crimes committed under Operation Metro Surge.
You're investigating, I think, between 30 and 35 of those cases. We are continuing to analyze all of these cases. I can assure the public that we haven't forgotten any of these.
They're now waiting to see if Castro will fight his return to Minnesota. He's charged in the January shooting of Venezuelan national Julio Sosa Solis. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar picks former Fergus Falls Mayor Ben Shire as her running mate in the Minnesota governor's race. A social media post shows Klobuchar interviewing Shire, asking him how he would help small businesses succeed.
The state government needs to be a partner. They need to act like they want these businesses to open, and rather than finding reasons why they, should slow them down.
You mean getting to yes instead of no?
Exactly. On day one.
Shire is a native of Fergus Falls, husband and father of five, and owns two small businesses in town. And he's an optimist.
Last but not least, the final question for your lieutenant governor interview. Will the Vikings ever win the Super Bowl?
Yes, during your term.
Great answer.
Klobuchar makes this announcement as she's expected to receive party endorsement in this weekend's DFL state convention. Her potential Republican opponents include Minnesota House Speaker Lisa Damith, businessman Kendall Qualls, and MyPillow founder Mike Lindell. Hundreds of party activists will be heading to the convention this weekend to endorse candidates for statewide elections in November. University of Minnesota political science professor Larry Jacobs.
The Republican Party has had a bit more history of candidates respecting the endorsement. Some of the candidates will drop out if they don't get the endorsement and not run in the primary. It's quite different from the DFL.
Minnesotans will have the ultimate say when they vote in the August 11th primary election to decide the party nominees who will run during the November midterm election. The election compromising races for all of the constitutional offices, including governor, as well as U.S. Senate seat, and all 201 legislative seats. Higher than usual ground-level ozone has created an air quality alert until 9 p.m. tonight. The AQI category is orange, which is unhealthy for sensitive groups. Ryan Leek is with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency.
The conditions are hazardous for sensitive groups, people who have pre-existing conditions, lung conditions, such as asthma, COPD, but also it's a concern for other groups of people, such as the young, the elderly, people who spend a lot of time outside, whether it's for work or exercising.
Leek says we should be okay this weekend, but to keep an eye out for more alerts next week as the forecast continues to call for dry and warm weather. The people of the Twin Cities of Minnesota will be recognized on the national stage this weekend with the JFK Library Foundation's annual Profile and Courage Award. Foundation Executive Director Rachel Floor telling WCCO's Shaletta Brundridge the honor reflects how local residents helped their neighbors during the federal immigration crackdown earlier this year. She says there couldn't be a more appropriate recipient.
President Kennedy's famous line, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. I think there's not a better example than what the people of the Twin Cities did over those days of the surge and how they stood together.
You can hear the full interview with Rachel Floor on The Shaletta Show tomorrow between noon and 2:30. Quite the show this weekend in the sky with a rare blue micromoon on display. Former WCCO radio meteorologist Mike Lynch says a blue moon is the most distant and smallest looking full moon of the year, as it's the second full moon of the month. As far as its color,
nobody really knows for sure how that all got started, but certainly it's not blue.
He says it will be more orange-looking and again smaller as it's the most distant from Earth. Finally, after more than 55 years on WCCO radio, one of the best of the best is hanging up his headphones this weekend.
The news brought to you by Cenex. And now more news. Here's Danny.
Minneapolis businessman Bob Short will be buried
Wednesday. Yes, he even did news. More commercials than you can count. Was music director and has been that warm voice and constant friend on Saturday mornings for three of his five decades on WCCO.
When I first got hired, I walked through those doors. You know, I was working at a radio station that had maybe 15 people, but it took me 2 weeks to get introduced to all the staff. You know, 100-and-some people at CCO Radio back then.
Whether it's home improvement, gardening, cars, or wine, there's one rule in Denny's book.
You make your guests look good, because we hope that makes the show better.
In retirement, Denny plans to pick up his guitar again and finally get to weeding that garden. But for now, it's good luck and good wishes to a friendly voice and even friendlier person. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Tune in for Denny's final broadcast on WCCO Radio tomorrow morning from 6 to 10 a.m. We're told there will be plenty of surprise guests sending him off into retirement. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.